There'd be the ominous sound of crows in the air. I'm in a village called Grafham, not far from Grafham Water. I've run further than I normally run, and today I will probably run the furthest I've ever run. Should I be taking a stop or should I be powering through? Well, I had to stop because, not because I was knackered, but because I just spotted a community village shop, which is awesome, because this particular part of the woods, the villages in Cambridgeshire, whenever I've passed through, because I had a member of the family that lived here, didn't have so much as a pub, which is unusual for a village of this size. So to have a community shop is fantastic. But while I was driving through here the other day, I spotted something that initially attracted me, and that was an outdoor gym. You might be able to hear metal on rubber bungs. That's a device, a seat that if I sit on it and push with one arm, I can just about lift my body weight. And thankfully, the more I do it, the easier it gets over a period of months, I imagine. But I thought I would have an expedition here across the fields and run in order to do a bit of exercise. And I didn't realise just how far it was. I thought, I'll be out for over an hour, should really take on some fluids. Luckily, my emergency £5 note tucked in a very small pocket in my running shorts enabled me to purchase a recyclable bottle of Lucozade, which I drank in one go, and then the lady in the community shop, Margaret, very kindly filled with water. So, great. And super handy. They do real coffee as well, and they've got free Wi-Fi. So this is a little gold mine. This would be a great kind of halfway if I wanted to do a big day of running when I should really be working. There are other weird and wonderful devices here in really good condition, well looked after, that I'm going to work the upper part of my body before pounding the bottom half on the way home. Also bought a Snickers bar, which made more sense to me when it was called Marathon, because people used to take them on marathons, but who goes on a Snickers with a bar? And I ate that, which is probably going to just delete all of the goodness that I've achieved by exercising this morning, yet it's a good boost of energy that I could feed off on the way back. And because I didn't want to carry a massive amount of change, I put some change in the charity pot and bought an emergency Freddo the Frog, which is a small 25p chocolate chunk, should I need something to melt on the mouth in the final mile or so home. So, love these little finds, little treasure on the route. I didn't have that much sleep last night, so I'm surprised I'm feeling as good as I am today, and I'm looking forward to cracking on with some writing and the likes later on. Yeah, lovely day for it. The hell was that driving past? Village life.